This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, the President of the United States, Independence Hall. The speech that everyone now puzzles about, especially my informants in the Republican Party, is what is a MAGA Republican? Is that me? I welcome Daniel Henniger, the deputy editor of the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal, most importantly, the columnist of Wonderland, asking many questions about the speech. I will start with, Dan, not only is it about me, but also, am I regarded as a threat to democracy from the president and his speechwriters? Good evening to you.
Hi there, John. Well, I think many, many people out there are coming to the conclusion that the president is indeed talking about them. And these are individuals, of course, who wouldn't, they're very normal Americans who would not have been caught dead invading the Capitol. Presumably at the outset, President Biden's target, when he's talked about MAGA Republicans, were the people who invaded the Capitol. And relatedly, the people who have aligned themselves with Trump's idea that the election ought to be overturned. But Biden has since been at pains to try to make clear that he wasn't talking about all Republicans, just these this minority. But then he has given the speech several times since, John. He's done it at Labor Day. He did it in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. He gave it again this past Thursday, and he gave it to the Democratic National Committee meeting in Maryland. And he gets completely tangled up in it. On the one hand, saying he doesn't mean all Republicans, and then the next phrase suggesting that most Republicans agree with, well, what he describes as MAGA, whatever that is. I mean, it does stand for Make America Great Again. It's a simple, kind of straightforward slogan that Trump adopted. So you have to ask, at what point does he start alienating voters out there, including independent voters who may have indeed voted for Trump and actually still like some of the policies and legislation that he enacted while he was president, which they probably would associate with Making America Great Again. There are many, many people who voted for Trump who now have, by this point, been able to separate in their minds Trump's personality and some of his actions, like denying the election, from some of the policies he's espoused. Whether any of these people would vote for Trump again is indeed another question. But the President Biden is just aggregating all of this under one heading, MAGA Republicans, a threat to democracy, a threat to our planet. And it's really quite over the top. And, you know, people, there's an instinct not to take it particularly seriously, but I wrote this week, we should take it seriously because this isn't just Joe Biden trying to animate the base. The fact is that speech is being given by the President of the United States. And that means that one of the most powerful men in the world, one of the person with the power to intimidate, to investigate and prosecute people, if he so chooses, is targeting what appears to be a large swath of the American public, many of them who simply want to participate in politics. And if his goal is to intimidate them out of participating in politics for fear that they're going to enrage the most powerful man in the world, that's something I think we all should push back against.
Modifying the word Republican is something that reaches back into the 20th century. Eisenhower Republicans, Rockefeller Republicans, and then later on Reagan Republicans. I don't think I've ever heard of a Bush Republican, but maybe. In any event, it's shorthand for I come from the East, or I come from the West, or I discovered the Republicans after I became a conservative. You understand, Dan. We've had that conversation over the years everywhere, and it's been revelatory. I don't remember MAGA Republican before the president voiced it. Did you hear it before that, Dan? Was it something comparable that I had missed?
No, I mean, I had not heard it. I think I'm going to assume that something somewhere inside the Democratic Party or the White House did some focus groups on this, and what came back is that people associated with Trump and regarded it in negative terms. But they have somehow built this molehill into a mountain of political assault, out of scale, really, to what it represents. And I think it's getting Mr. Biden entangled in his the politics of his election message. He, on the one hand, wants to talk about, oh, let's give you a perfect example. He went into Pennsylvania and Wisconsin on Labor Day and spoke before union groups, appropriately so. And he begins by touting the infrastructure bill that they passed. Well, that makes sense. Infrastructure spending is going to mean money for construction workers and unionized construction workers. But then he veers off into his assault on MAGA Republicans as a threat to democracy. Well, as we well know, in a state like Pennsylvania, many of those union, blue-collar union workers voted for Trump. And I suppose they would consider themselves MAGA Democrats, if by that you mean Make America Great Again. So what must they think as the president stands there and attacks MAGA? Because the previous Democratic candidate, Hillary Clinton, was famous for attacking the deplorables. And there's a sense in which, at some point, Biden's attack on MAGA begins to sound like an attack on deplorables, which presumably is part of the Democratic base, the working class, that they're trying to win back. And I should just say quickly, I doubt very much that in the neighboring state of Ohio, where Congressman Tim Ryan, a Democrat, is running against a Republican, and as a working class Democrat, I doubt very much that Tim Ryan is giving too many speeches attacking MAGA Republicans in Ohio.
So what is to be done, Dan, given all of these doubts about the president's rhetoric? The Republican Party continues without response in kind to my reading. I have not seen all the campaign speeches, but certainly the leadership in the Congress and the many governors across the country have not moved to respond with vituperation. Is this a one-off that we will just deal with after the election, that the president got aggressive in front of Independence Hall and the setting was bizarre? And, well, you, Dan, make the case that he means it.
Yeah, he means it, but you raise a very interesting question. It's conceivable that they see it as a wedge issue that they drive inside the Republican Party. There's a lot of Republican, I mean, if we can assume MAGA Republicans is a synonym for Trump, the Republican Party is divided over Trump, especially at the level of governors. Trump has attacked a lot of those governors, Doug Ducey in Arizona, Larry Hogan in Maryland, Brian Kemp in Georgia. And so it's not likely that too many of them are going to come to the defense of MAGA Republicans if it draws them into an association with Trump. The end result is that Republicans are going forward into the midterms without a lot of self-definition. The Harris poll just released shows that in a generic vote, 50% favor returning Democrats to Congress, 49% Republican, which really shouldn't be true at this point. But the Republicans got to start going on offense and offering voters some reason why they should vote for them, rather than defaulting, as many voters do in midterm elections, to how they vote traditionally. And that could turn out to be a Democratic vote in some of these states.
Daniel Henniger is the deputy editor of the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal. He writes the Wonderland column. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.